And I'm visiting right now with Pam Taylor. Pam, of course, is the athletic director at Cook County High School, as well as head volleyball coach. Pam, thanks so much for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Bob, for having me.
It is difficult for me, anyway, to think about Cook County volleyball without thinking about last year's team, who had, I think, maybe the best record or one of the best records,
that
you've had, and had an incredible run right down into that. I still think about that, the match against Cherry in the semifinals.
It was the semis, yeah.
A team that was led by several seniors. And first of all, I guess the question is, you've got a number of girls, I think, on the team this year that were on that team.
Yep.
And yeah. How do they recover from something like that, you know, where it's so heartfelt? And how do you get them looking forward to a new season?
Well, we've got, I've got seven seniors this year. So four of those seniors played on last year's team.
Mm-hmm.
It's now their time. So this is their season. So they've kind of put all that behind them. They're looking forward to this season. This is our year. This is what we need to do.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we want to go. So
now, as well as those four seniors, how many returning players, because you had a number of underclassmen that were
right.
playing regularly as well.
Right. We've got three other girls returning. So out of last year's 12, I had seven girls returning.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, you lost some really important people, but that happens every year.
Right.
I mean, you go through that regardless.
You know, we lost Dish, which is going to be a big factor for hitting. But
yep.
The bigger loss was actually Becca with a setting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of been the focus for me for this year, is to try to find a setter to replace her. And I think we have.
Oh, good.
She's young. She's
mm-hmm.
a freshman.
Oh, really?
Lindy Sutton is going to be a setter this year for us. So, but she's got very nice hands, and the girl can hit the ball, too. So she might be able to fill a couple shoes there. So.
Well, and you've got, you've got a track record now that, you know, people kind of, as much as you can do that or not do it with high school athletics, but where people kind of expect Pam Taylor in Cook County to have good volleyball teams, good competitive volleyball teams. So
I think we got senior Allie Iverson coming back. So Allie's going to be a big factor for us again.
Yep.
Right now I'm trying to be able to work Allie into hitting outside one time and a couple times in the middle. Teresa Morin's back. She's going to be another big factor. You know, she was on the team last year
mm-hmm.
also. So, you know, Abby Sutton's back as a setter. So we've got a few of our key people back. Taylor Ryden's stepping in this year. She, you know, had some illnesses and stuff last year, but she's been looking good. She's talking a lot on the court. Her biggest issue right now is she wants to hit the ball so hard it goes 90 miles off the court. But we're working on that, you know. And then we got Lindy coming in to set. Anna Carmen's back as the libero. Sarah Deschamp is back as a back row player. Rachel Wieben is back. She was on last year's team. Didn't get a lot of time, but she's looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some other girls, some younger girls. You know, Jessica Coleman's on the varsity, and Brianna Peterson. So there's talent there.
Yeah.
Our biggest thing right now is just getting the timing down with the setters.
Sure.
You know, making sure that's coming. And we were at a jamboree on Tuesday. And
how'd that go?
It was, well, I was a little disappointed in our serving, which we came back and served a lot the next day. But because I know we can serve better than we showed that day, but that's okay because we don't want to give away all our secrets at the jamboree anyway. But
now, for those people that don't know, what's a jamboree?
It's just a scrimmage with the teams in our polar league.
Oh, okay.
All the schools in the polar league get together for a day and have a scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
Football teams go into their scrimmage tomorrow. We went to ours on Tuesday. So,
I see.
You know, we played against five different schools, and we just scrimmage. We don't keep score. We don't wear uniforms. We just play and kind of gives the coaches an idea of who can do what and be where. So
now I know that in all sports, of course, for a lot of athletes, off-season camps and so forth are a big deal. Did any of the girls go to any volleyball?
We went to a team camp.
Oh, is that right?
With the older girls. We went to team camp at UMD, which
uh-huh.
we've done every year for quite a few years now,
uh-huh.
which is kind of a good bonding time. It's the end of June, so we go to that, and they get a a coach from another college or from a college or some of the UMD's players help coach. So they get a different perspective than just me, mm-hmm. which is good because then they kind of go, okay, well, maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. So we did that. And then some of the girls played JO volleyball this last summer too. And we went down to Rochester and played in a tournament down there. So
Junior Olympics.
Star of the North Games.
Yeah, okay.
So we had three young teams go down there too and play. Not all the varsity girls. Some of them were on varsity, but so we did that this summer too.
We're visiting with Pam Taylor, a head volleyball coach and athletic director at Cook County High School. And when this airs, you will have already had your first match, which is
Thursday.
I'm going to say this Thursday when they're hearing this. It'll be yesterday against
Duluth Marshall.
Duluth Marshall.
Yep.
How does the Polar League stack up this year? Do you expect it to be strong?
Well, at the Jamboree, the scrimmage last Tuesday, a lot of teams were down. Mm. They a lot of them graduated people. We've got some new coaches in the Polar League. A lot of young kids on some of the other teams. Carlton, of course, looked good. Mm. They're young, but they run a very quick offense all the time. Esco will be tough again, too. So, Esco and Carlton are always the real tough ones. Barnum's going to be down. They lost a lot of their players. Mm. So, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Now, talking about coaching and so forth, how long have you been coaching volleyball at Cook County?
Oh, my goodness. This is my 30th year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
30 years.
30 years.
And what's your background in volleyball? Did you play volleyball when you were...
I played in high school, and then... Uh-huh. I went to UMD, and I was a walk-on at UMD.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. 30 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. Now everybody knows how old I am.
I had a chance during the Olympics in London to watch some of the volleyball, and I couldn't believe the U.S. lost the gold medal game. I thought, when I saw them before that, I thought, I don't think anybody can beat them. But do you think things like that inspire interest in the sport in terms of girls thinking, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely does, And actually, a lot of the girls are like, we want to play beach volleyball. but I think both of, any kind of volleyball, watching it and seeing it inspires them to really want to play.
Now, how about numbers as far as girls coming out? Were your numbers good this year?
Yep, we have 34 girls, grades 9 through 12.
Oh, great.
Playing for, that's for three squads, for C-squad, varsity, and JV. So, and then... Junior high started this week. They've got at least another 22 down there, so we've got good numbers.
That's great. Well, it's a credit to you and to your coaching staff. I mean, success breeds success, and when you have a good program, kids want to be part of it.
It's been fun. So we'll see what happens the first game.
Kind of and exciting. We'll be actually doing a couple of your games. When I say doing, broadcasting a couple of your games, the September 4th game against
Silver Bay,
and then the September 18th game against Moose Lake Willow River, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So that'll be fun. And for those of you who are listening who have not done it, whatever you do, go out and watch it. It's just girls volleyball is a fabulous, fabulous game. But it's so changed so much, and we're kind of running out of time, but I do want to touch on that. I had mentioned to you once, I think, my daughter played volleyball back in the day, and we didn't have anything like, they didn't have anything like liberos and stuff like that.
They didn't have liberos. They didn't let the ball serve and hit the net.
No.
They didn't do rally scoring.
Exactly. You only won points on your serving, and it took forever to get the games over with. It's changed a lot, hasn't it?
It has.
Particularly, I'm sure, in your 30 years.
And I have said more than once, if they go to that in high school, I quit. But I'm still here, so obviously it hasn't bothered me too much. But, yeah, it really has changed a lot from, just even the number of points you played to. We used to go to 15. And then it was, that's all changed too. And letting the serve hit the net, that one really threw me for a curve because that just shouldn't happen. But now it kind of, it happens once in a while, and it's like, good girl.
And do you think that the changes that they have made, like being able to hit the net, if it goes over, it's still a good serve, rally scoring. Do you think that was for the purpose of speeding up the game or just making overall more and encouraging scoring?
The rally scoring was to speed up the game. Ah. That was definitely to get the games to go a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And, the ball service hitting the net, that's kind of what happens in the college eventually comes down to us.
Sure.
So the colleges were playing that way. So then it comes down to the high school because everybody wants to go on and play.
Yeah.
You know, thinks they should go on and play volleyball in college, yeah. or the college coaches think all the high school kids should come out and play. So
now, do you have any graduates that are playing volleyball anyplace? I know a couple of the girls, or several of the girls, of course, are playing basketball.
Basketball, yeah. I don't think any of them this. Well, Essa, I think, is playing volleyball in Mesabiat this year. She's got one more year. She's got one more year. I think she was going to go back and play up there.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know that any of them currently are playing volleyball.
Playing basketball. We've been visiting with Pam Taylor. Pam is not only the athletic director, but the head volleyball coach here at Cook County High School. Their season kicks off Thursday, August 30th, and want to wish you all the best and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks again.